بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. باب كراهية تسمية العنب كرما. There's a chapter in which is discussed that it is detestable, it is undesirable, it is wrong to call enab, that is khajur, that is grapes, to call it by the name of karma, though that was also a name that was present. This is more just a technical difference, that certain names which do refer to those things linguistically, but we should not use those words. Like, for example, to understand it, not exactly that, but to understand it, like the old name of Medina Sharif was Yathrab. Now, to use today the name Yathrab is undesirable. Madinatul Munawwara we use. Similarly, like on the phone, when we're greeting somebody, just as a greet, we say hello. We don't mean anything. But because that word has got the word hell and low in it, it is advisable to not use it. So just like that, in Arabic and in the days of before, enab, grapes were called karman also. The word karman is like honor, respect, the heart of a mu'min, etc. And in fact, during the days of ignorance, the pagan Arabs used to squeeze wine from grapes, and they believed that when a person drank it, he would develop qualities of generosity, kindness and bravery. Islam forbade liquor completely. It discouraged naming grapes also and wine as al-karam, because believing that wine develops these qualities in a person is totally false and wrong. It does not. We know what wine does to a person. And how can a thing of respect and honor bring this into a person? In addition, a beverage which Islam has forbidden should not be referred to with a good name. That also we should think, many things which are haram, we shouldn't refer to them with good names. Today, unfortunately, film stars, some actress or something, we use great, great names. They are our heroes, they are our idols, some sports player, etc. That is not at all. Our only object of worship is only Allah, nobody and nothing else. So we should avoid all these type of things, and even like dressing like them, taking on their style, etc., how they do things, we should avoid all that. So it shouldn't be referred to with a good name, so that its evil is established in the hearts of people and they do not incline towards it. The evil of it must come into the hearts of people, of wine, liquor, etc. So when referring it to it with these good names, then a person will think that there may be some good in it. But that is not the case, so those names should not be used at all. In contrast, the heart of a believer can be called al-karam, because it is derived from the word al-karam, compassionate. And such a heart is blessed with virtuous qualities such as guidance, iman and piety. That is the heart of a believer. When he has made effort on it, then there will be good qualities, honesty, trustworthiness, all these good qualities. So that could be called al-karam, not the wine that people drink and it makes them mad and they are not in their proper senses. عن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. Hazrat Abu Huraira رضي الله تعالى عنه says that Nabi Kareem صلى الله عليه وسلم said لا تسمو العنب الكرم. Do not call grapes كرم. Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم did not allow it. You should don't do that. And with this explanation, now we can hopefully understand this hadith why. Like that it seems a small matter that al-karm was also used for grapes, and anab was also used for grapes. But Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, don't call it al-karm, because karm comes from honor, respect, compassionate, and wine cannot be like that. So don't even call it. So which also teaches us that as a mu'min, we should be careful of our vocabulary also. How we address people, etc., what words we choose when we are giving bayan or whatever, that also is very important. Just the difference in the word, though it may be having the same meaning, but it will be a different sense of that, and it makes a lot of difference to the people. Like, for example, commonly what it is said, non-believers, do not call them today kafir. It's rather saying non-believers, non-Muslims. That makes a lot of difference. Because when there are other people sitting, they take objection that you called as a, and especially in our country where the word kafir is a the connotation is with a very bad word. So therefore, they take a very bad meaning. So we should try and avoid such words. Call them non-Muslims or call them non-believers, though non-believers also people take lot of objection to that, but we call them non-Muslims, that they are not Muslims. Well, they say they do believe whatever they are believing, so we call them non-Muslims, etc. But using the other words, we should try and avoid that. It has a great effect also. So, Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu said that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, do not refer to grapes as al-karm, because a Muslim is al-karm, the heart of a Muslim. وَفِي رِوَايَةٍ فَإِنَّمَا الْكَرْمُ قَلْبُ الْمُؤْمِنِ. And in one narration it has come that al-karm is the heart of a believer. In a narration of Bukhari and Muslim it has come, people say al-karm, whereas al-karm is the heart of a believer. So do not call grapes, and especially those grapes where they squeeze wine out from, so do not call them al-karm. وعن وائل بن حجر رضي الله تعالى عنه عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال حضرت وائل بن حجر رضي الله تعالى عنه narrates from نبي كريم صلى الله عليه وسلم who said لا تقولوا الكرم ولكن قولوا العنب والحلب والحبلة. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, do not say al-karam, but say inab or say al-habala. That is when referring to the grape vine, the grape tree, then call it either inab, which is also the same meaning, but it hasn't got that word of respect like karam in it. And also you can call it al-habala. Al-habala refers to a grape tree according to some, the root or branch of a grape tree. So in these lessons we are taught that we should be careful of the words that we use. Don't offend any person also. We want to bring people closer to deen, not make them further away. For example, Hazrat Maulana Palanpuri Rahmatullah Ali should say, you know, somebody is only making Jummah namaz. So don't tell him that you are a bay namazi and you don't make namaz. Tell him, mashallah, you make Jummah namaz. Every Jummah you are present. Now increase it, make every day Maghrib also, make every day Isha also. In this way, wean the people over. Don't use words also which will offend people. So that lesson we get from here.